DW Africa Link.
Throughout March of 2025, conversations about the conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, have largely centered on M23, Rwanda, and the DRC itself, and their roles in shaping this long-running crisis. But there's another quieter player making waves in this complex struggle. Today, we turn the spotlight on Burundi and examine its role in the conflict. Stay tuned. I'm Adjoate Nkrumah-Adomna, and welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that truly matter.
Africa Link, every weekday, here on DW.
Since 2022, Burundi has emerged as a significant contributor to the East African Community EAC regional force deployed in the Eastern DRC. From sending thousands of troops to forging strategic alliances, Burundi has positioned itself as a key player in the battle against M23 rebels. It was the first country to commit troops and remains actively engaged alongside Kenya, Uganda, and South Sudan. Recent escalations in South Kivu have prompted Rwanda to accuse Burundi of partnering with the DRC to violate the Washington Peace Agreement. So what exactly are those agreements, and how deep is Burundi's involvement in this conflict? To unpack this, we're joined by Daniel Van Dalen. He's a senior country risk analyst at Signal Risk, and Alex Ingarambi, DW correspondent in Kigali, Rwanda. Welcome to the show, Alex and Daniel.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Daniel, I would like to begin with you because you are our expert. For a very long time, when we are having discussions on the conflict in the Eastern DRC, the parties, the key parties, are usually limited to Rwanda, DRC, M23 sometimes. You hardly hear of Burundi. What role has Burundi played, if there is any, in this conflict?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. So Burundi's role in this conflict is kind of stemmed back to 2023, where we saw the East African Regional Force kind of come in to act as a buffer force. It became quite quickly apparent early on that the East African Community and Kinshasa had very different ideas about what this kind of regional force was going to be. So within a couple of months, Burundi and the DRC signed their own bilateral security agreement, which saw 1,000 Burundian troops initially deployed separately to the East Africa Regional Force. And they would basically work alongside the Congolese military in their own capacity. Once the East African Regional Force kind of was asked to leave, that security arrangement between the DRC and Burundi expanded quite substantially. So as of April, there were about 10,000 Burundian soldiers deployed alongside the Congolese military. So that deployment has increased over recent years. So between 2023 and like early 2025, that deployment went from 1,000 troops to about 10,000, where they have directly fought alongside local militias known as Wazalendos, alongside the Congolese military. And, you know, obviously they have directly fought against M23 and allegedly Rwandan fighters in both South Kivu and North Kivu. Once M23 captured Goma and Bukavu, we saw Burundi play a more logistical role, where the Congolese military were deploying planes from Bujumbura Airport. You know, a lot of FARC troops were being deployed from there that would then cross over into South Kivu. Burundi's played a relatively big role in the conflict, as you said, however silently so. Both the Congolese military and Burundi have been relatively silent on the arrangement, referring to it relatively offhand. But Burundi's been there kind of for the past 2 years actively in the conflict.
About 2 weeks ago, we saw Rwanda, you know, accuse Burundi. First reason we're even having this conversation, that it is, you know, collaborating with the DRC for the ongoing conflict in the South Kivu province. What do you think triggered Rwanda to come out to say this, even though Burundi has been supporting the DRC as far back as 2023, as you have told us?
It's not the first time that they've alleged it. You know, even as far back as the East African Regional Force, when they came in, And then that separate agreement was reached. Rwanda was already accusing Burundi of acting against kind of regional interests. So I think it's more the case of what we saw is a rather large push by Burundi and the DRC collectively in South Kivu, because at the end of the day, most of the troops by Burundi were located in the Avura territory. So I think there was a really big Burundian presence when we kind of saw what happened around Uvira in the past few weeks. So I think there, you know, Burundi's role in the conflict became quite stark in a sense of, you know, it wasn't necessarily just ground troops, but then we also saw planes being deployed from Burundi, specifically Congolese planes from Burundi. So I think there, you know, both M23 and Rwanda, you know, there was probably a motivation for them to call that out probably a bit more because it was quite apparent.
Right. It's important that we talk about the impact of all of this, but I'll come to that pretty shortly. Alex, let me come to you. In Rwanda, how is it looking like in terms of the Burundian presence in South Kivu and any other areas that you find some of their troops there?
Yes. The Burundi factor has been talked about for a long time, especially since the new M23 war against the DRC government started. And their deployment has not been a secret, especially in the North Kivu, where that is in Goma, where Burundi forces were deployed alongside the East African Community forces to try and quell the conflict. But in northern Kivu, that is in Goma, I think after the capture of Goma town by the M23, I think the SADCA forces were basically defeated, and that was the force that Burundi was also deployed alongside. So they were cornered and given a free space, a free passage through Rwanda to return to SADC. And Burundi was among the forces that left North Kivu at that time. And their presence in North Kivu has not been heavy as that in the southern province, that is in Bukavu province. So in since the defeat of the SADC forces and the European mercenaries early this year, I think in around February, we saw the SADC forces leave the big chunks of the northern Kivu, that is Goma. But in the south, ever since the capture, because from Goma, the M23 proceeded southwards and captured the major towns in the south of Kivu. That is the provincial town or the provincial capital, that is the Bukavu town. So it fell to M23 and the DRC forces, of course, had to flee. But after the capture of Bukavu, I think Burundi redeployed in the south heavily, because you could see that Bukavu and Uvira, they are very close to Bujumbura, and Burundi was maybe scared that if M23 captures the south of Kivu, it would be easy to march to Bujumbura because it is a few kilometers to Bujumbura in Burundi. So the deployment was heavy, and two weeks ago, when President Kagame was talking to both arms of the legislature, he talked about Burundi deploying in areas in south, because Burundi is in Congo through the invitation of DRC. So they are in Congo because DRC invited them. So they are not there illegally. They are not an occupational force per se, but they were invited to fight alongside the DRC army, FARDC. So President Kagame's concern was that they are supposed to be in the southern province, that is in Bukavu, but Kagame said he had information that they had started moving northwards in territories that they are not supposed to be. And Kagame says that he called his counterpart in Bujumbura, that's Ndayishimiye, asking him about the continued presence of the Burundi forces. And Ndayishimiye of Burundi said it was not true. His forces are in southern Kivu and on the invitation So you could see that in the north, the presence has significantly diminished. But in the south, you can say Burundian forces although they have been defeated in the last 2 weeks, but you can say the presence is still felt.
Interesting. How do locals perceive this presence?
Well, I think the Rwandan people in Rwanda, they are not really concerned so much. They are not so bothered because the war has not spilled over on the Rwandan territory in terms of fighting. But of course, we can see there are some effects that maybe the displaced people are coming to Rwanda. The humanitarian crisis is also spilling over to Rwanda. But in terms of security, Rwanda mm-hmm. has been very peaceful all across the country. And you can say that M23 is really stronger than FARDC and Burundi combined, because wherever they have fought, you can see that M23 has marched over those capitals without much fighting. Sometimes the FARDC, the Burundian forces, even right. SADC forces, many times they would withdraw and the M23 would just walk over the towns. So the Rwandan people within the country, they are really at peace. They are not bothered so much. But in Burundi, of course, they are getting affected so much. So you can say that Rwandans really are not getting affected by this war directly.
And now, Daniel, it's very interesting that Alex says, on one hand, Rwanda is not necessarily directly affected by the presence of Burundian troops, but on the other hand, the government is raising complaints. What do you think is happening here?
I think it's just more of a proximity issue than anything else. Obviously, you know, a lot of actors don't necessarily like the fact that the Congolese military is perhaps getting extra support. We also do know that kind of tensions between Burundi and Rwanda have seen a militarized buildup along the common border areas. Obviously, there is a spillover risk in that sense, not necessarily with full-blown conflict going into Rwanda, but we're talking accidentally artillery fires, accidental skirmishes along the border. Those are obviously security risks for both Rwanda and Burundi that both of them are seeking to avoid. Obviously, Rwanda, I can imagine, would want to avoid any sort of spillover into itself by any means. You know, so I think that's kind of where that posture is coming from. At the end of the day, no one likes conflict in the region, especially when it's directly on your border. You know, it's the same with Burundi. There's been artillery fire into Burundi. There's been artillery fire on the border with Rwanda sometimes in the past couple of months. You know, again, it just comes down to self-preservation and, you know, attempting to kind of divert any blowback onto these countries.
Right. Somebody may be wondering, why is Burundi deciding to side with the DRC and not with Rwanda, or even help both countries tackle the problem? Is there an incentive for Burundi backing the DRC instead of Rwanda?
Yeah. So as part of the bilateral military agreement between the DRC and Burundi, there is a financial incentive. So the DRC is paying Burundi, to my understanding, and according to United Nations documents, there is some monetary incentive. The exact figure has been speculated between $5,000 per soldier to just a flat rate of $2 million per month, but that has never been formally confirmed. UN documentation also suggests, and again, highly speculative, that the DRC is also overlooking some sort of kind of gold transaction networks that Burundi, that senior ruling Burundi officials are involved in. But again, that's obviously speculative, and that is, you know, reported in some sections of the UN reports, but obviously not completely confirmed. And then also, I think it's important, not only from those incentive aspects, but also you have to look at the relations between Rwanda and Burundi. They've effectively been sour since 2015, when Burundi first accused Rwanda of harboring, you know, groups that were attempting to overthrow the government. Rwanda has still refused to release kind of the people that were captured in relation to that. So, you know, when I first started my career, like 8 years ago, I was the analyst for Rwanda and Burundi, you know, and tensions have not exactly improved since. You know, so I think Burundi still very much views Rwanda as an antagonist in the region to some degree. There have been attempts at rapprochement in recent years, but those have never successfully, you know, worked out. Burundi still accuses Rwanda of backing the Red Tabara rebel group, which UN reports have kind of backed up. Obviously, Rwanda continues to deny this. Burundi in itself has also backed certain groups that have carried out attacks in Rwanda. So, you know, these two countries are not exactly friends. And in the context, and in the regional context where you have, you know, Rwanda being accused of backing M23, you know, apart from the incentive, it would make sense that, you know, Burundi would back the DRC in this conflict as opposed to Rwanda.
Should we be worried over Burundi's continued support to the DRC in this conflict?
Not necessarily so much. And why I say that now is because reports as of the past 2 days have been that Burundi seems to be pulling out. Basically, after the capture of Uvira, Burundi supply lines are effectively cut off. They, you know, airports, the main airport, obviously now where even Congolese military troops are going was Bujumbura. They cannot cross into South Kivu anymore. So that highly impedes Burundi's ability to militarily deploy into South Kivu. We also know that M23 has captured hundreds of Burundian soldiers. You know, at this stage, it will become increasingly more difficult for Burundi to become to remain operational there from a supply line standpoint. You know, obviously, we don't know to what extent the Congolese military is supplying the Burundian soldiers, but it becomes operationally exceptionally difficult for Burundi to maintain its operations, especially now that, you know, M23 has pushed both the Congolese military and Burundians further south into Fizi territory over the past couple of weeks. You know, if things continue the way that they do, Burundi will become increasingly constrained to remain there. And like I said, reports in the past few days have indicated that a large contingent of Burundian troops are already pulling out because of these constraints.
Right. Alex, let me come back to you. When the president made the complaint about Burundi's involvement, did it come with a threat of carrying out any actions if Burundi does not pull out of the specific territories that they wanted them to pull out from?
The president did not explicitly say that he was sending a warning to Bujumbura directly, but you could see that for the last how many years, since 2015, Rwanda and Burundi have not had cordial relations really in terms of diplomacy since the failed coup in 2015. So Bujumbura accuses Rwanda of harboring rebels that are bent on attacking Burundi and changing the regime. And Rwanda in return also accuses Burundi of working with the DRC to support the genocidal forces that want to attack Rwanda and commit another genocide, or also change the regime. So it has been a cold war for the long time, but directly Rwanda has not issued a warning like, where if you don't pull out of if you don't pull out of Burundi, or rather if you don't pull out of DRC, we might also attack Burundi, or one way or another have a direct confrontation. That has not come out explicitly, but there has always been this diplomatic fight. There has always been this proxy wars where Burundi accuses Rwanda of supporting Red Tabara rebels in South Kivu, of course, right, and vice versa. So we have not seen that direct confrontation or direct threats against one another. Although at one time, I think if I remember correctly, the president of Burundi said that if M23 tried to shell in the territory of Burundi through the Bukavu region, then Burundi forces would also attack Rwanda on the other side of the eastern province of Rwanda, where Rwanda shares a border with Burundi. So we have had a few...
Alex, I was actually coming to this, that yes, we have said that there has existed a sour relationship between Rwanda and Burundi over time. So this is necessarily not new. But if these tensions persist and if nothing is done about it, are there discussions about, you know, fears of an open confrontation between the two nations?
Well, personally, I don't think there would be a physical confrontation between these two countries. I don't think both countries would want that at this time, because they have been stretched in terms of fighting in DRC. That is if Rwanda accepts that they are in DRC, because they have consistently denied being present in DRC. But you see that Rwanda is always in the mix of these things. So I don't think Rwanda having being accused of fighting in DRC, that front, I don't think they would want to open another front where they would want to fight physically at this time. So I think it's going to remain a cold war for now. And I don't see where Rwanda really goes into Burundi, because there's a lot of pressure on Rwanda, international pressure. The international community has exerted a lot of pressure on M23 and on Rwanda. So I don't think they would want more pressure to pile by attacking Burundi or Burundi by attacking Rwanda. So I see it going forward for a long time as a diplomatic war, a cold war, rather than a full-blown war.
So you don't think that Burundi should have any active role or active invitation to these negotiations that are happening?
No, because I think at the end of the day, Burundi and M23 don't have a direct link in that sense of, you know, M23 doesn't have an issue with Burundi. Burundi doesn't technically have an issue with M23. Burundi is fighting alongside the Congolese military as an invitation on the part of a regional neighbor. You know, so if Burundi just stopped fighting there tomorrow, those tensions would end immediately. And, you know, with Rwanda, that's its own separate thing that Burundi and Rwanda need to sort out. You know, so I don't necessarily think Burundi should play a role in these two separate processes, which are already kind of advancing to some degree, but obviously sluggish in other aspects. So I think adding Burundi into it would complicate it. And I don't think it would add any value into it because, again, it doesn't have any direct stake to the point of, you know, it's actively fighting M23 alongside the Congolese military, but M23 is not about to go invade Burundi. You know what I mean? While Rwanda, as Alex said, is not about to go invade Burundi, but tensions are going to remain there. So I think those are completely separate processes where Burundi and Rwanda can sort out their issues. And then, again, Burundi has no stake outside of supporting the Congolese military in the actual M23 conflict.
So in the spirit of the title for this discussion, if you're asked to define what role Burundi is actually playing in this conflict, what would that be?
I would say it is supporting a neighbor effectively. It is providing military support to a country that is trying to defend itself. That's effectively all it is. Burundi is not actively targeting M23 outside of Congolese joint operations. So to put it shortly, I would say Burundi is assisting a regional neighbor in defending against hostilities by a militant actor.
Interesting. Alex, let me come back to you to wrap up. Do you agree with what Daniel has said about Burundi's role, and how is the entire East African community perceiving Burundi's role in this conflict?
Yes, I think just like Daniel said, Burundi is in DRC because they have been invited by a friendly government, and they seem to think that they have a common enemy, who is M23, supported by Rwanda. In this case, Burundi accuses Rwanda of mingling in their affairs, especially from 2015 coup attempt to this day. So I think Burundi was invited as a friendly neighbor. But again, how the East African community perceive Burundi's presence there? Well, the East African community, to start with, was also invited. The East African forces were invited early on when Goma was almost falling. So East African community was there. But again, the East African community didn't get along well with DRC government. So they were asked to leave and replaced by SADC. So basically, the East African community has nothing much to do about Burundi's presence in DRC because they were invited officially by a government. And remember, it is not only Burundi that is invited in DRC, even Uganda in the north, in Ituri. Uganda was
Is Uganda's role as active and pronounced as Burundi? Because we've not heard Rwanda complain about Uganda's military interventions.
Maybe they have complained silently within the system. They may not be happy with the Ugandan military being in the Ituri region. But, the Ugandan forces, they are not directly involved in fighting for or against M23. That's why maybe they have been silent about the Ugandan force. But Burundi has directly been involved in fighting M23. alongside the DRC that invited them. Yeah, but basically the East African community doesn't have much to do about Burundi's presence in DRC because they have the mandate based on the invitation they have. Yeah, so the East African, we can only stand by and watch.
Can only stand by and watch. Thank you very much, Alex Ngarambe. He is our correspondent in Kigali, Rwanda. You also heard Daniel Van Dalen. He is Senior Country Risk Analyst for Signal Risk. Thank you both gentlemen for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Burundi's role in the Eastern DRC conflict is often described as complex but critical. Its troop deployment, financial interest, and growing ties with Kinshasa may not always make headlines, but they could reshape regional power dynamics for years to come. So, should future peace negotiations take Burundi's influence into account? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Share them with us on Facebook at DW Africa. Listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Aleji. I am Ajua Tinkwama Domina. Thanks for listening.
DW, made for minds.